The television industry in Turkey is booming. The country produces popular religious programs, but it's their high production value dramas and soap operas that Middle Eastern audiences really love. NPR's Mandalit Del Barca reports that viewer numbers spike at this religiously significant time of year.
Muslims around the world turn to Turkish television while fasting for Ramadan, says Pinar Tremblay, a columnist for the online newspaper AlMonitor.com.
During sunset, everybody sits around the dinner table waiting. Everybody turns on the television. It is the captive audience. Ratings go up. The ratings are very high during Ramadan.
Throughout the holy month, Turkish TV features special programming.
Efendim, Allah'ın selamı, rahmeti, mağfiret ve hidayeti.
Live primetime talk shows like this feature hosts answering questions from viewers, says Tremblay.
Some of them turn it into a sort of a Jerry Springer in a different way. You know, people ask questions like, oh, I slept with my brother-in-law. Well, what do I need to do now? If I chew gum, would my fast be affected?
Cooking shows, music programs, and kids' shows are also very popular. But throughout the year, it's the secular Turkish dramas that stand out. One of this summer's hits is a typical soap opera about a forbidden love. Another current drama depicts the founding of the Ottoman Empire. Celine Arat directs international operations at Tim's Productions, responsible for some of Turkey's most successful TV series.
Here, your show can get canceled after 3 or 4 episodes if it's not getting the ratings that it's supposed to get. So it's very competitive.
Arat says the boom began about 10 years ago when Turkish studios like hers began making dramas with high production values.
Now, Turkey is the second exporter of TV series in the world after the U.S. So that's a big deal. And being able to sell to 60 or 70 countries is a huge success.
Iranian-American businesswoman Goli Emeri, who's served as a diplomat, says the Turkish dramas are popular throughout the Middle East.
Because they sort of show that you can be Muslim, but at the same time modern. And, you know, Turks basically look like everyone.
Emeri points to one recent Turkish series that captivated viewers on both sides of the Gaza Strip.
At 3 or 4 p.m. when the series was running, the fighting would stop and people would watch the series. I mean, it had sort of that kind of an impact.
The craze for Turkish TV dramas has spread to Latin America, where telenovelas rule. In the U.S., they've proved extremely popular on Mundo Fox, which is airing the highly rated series Magnificent Century, also set during the Ottoman Empire. The big-budget series with lavish costumes and sets was compared to the Game of Thrones series. It was sold from Tim's Productions to 60 countries and boasted more than 200 million viewers. The series was directed by Durul Taylan and his brother Yağmur. They've been described as the Turkish Coen brothers.
The writer of the show, Meral Ukay, told the story totally from the perspective of the slaves.
Magnificent Century ended last year and has inspired imitators and spin-offs. Now the Taylan brothers, who split their time between Istanbul and Malibu, are working on a feature film in the U.S. and a television drama about Turkey's TV industry. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.